Hello, everyone. I'm Bob Labriola. He's Mike Pursuta from the DVE Morning Show, and you're watching Agree to Disagree, the show with the motto, I'm right. He's wrong. This also was the show where in the preseason you heard definitively that the Steelers would lose in Oakland and in Tennessee and then win in New York and in Baltimore. That's our story. We're sticking to it. Statement number one, I start Batch one more time.
Disagree, and I think where you're going with that is you start Charlie Batch irregardless of Ben Roethlisberger's health. So I'm going to disagree and agree vehemently with Mike Tomlin, who said yesterday words to the effect that Ben is our guy when he's capable, he's playing. That's what he does. That's what they need him to do. All the games the rest of the way are pretty important. That was a phenomenal performance by Charlie Batch against the Baltimore Ravens labs, but I'm not sure I'd bet on that happening again.
Everything that he said for once is completely accurate. And here's one more thing. I want Ben back, a little bit before that Bengals game. I don't want that to be, think you can hold him, because a lot of times the first game back, as we've seen, is rusty. Second statement, Willie Colon lost his starting job to Maurkice Pouncey.
Disagree. Now, if you want to talk about should Kelvin Beachum be the right tackle the rest of the way, maybe we got an argument there, or at least a discussion. If you want to talk about this, David DeCastro get himself into this starting five at some point before January, maybe we can talk about that too. But to me, it's open and shut. Willie Colon goes back to left guard, and Maurkice Pouncey goes back to center. That is the position he's been playing. That's the position he's an all-pro at. Get well soon also, Willie Colon.
You must have had a very balanced breakfast today, because you are right again. I agree with you, and also disagree with the statement, because, in fact, this is not the scenario. Willie Colon cannot lose his job to Maurkice Pouncey. He would have to lose his job to Doug Ligurski, because I think that what Pouncey showed was the Steelers have the ability to put their best five out there in a lot of different configurations that maybe we didn't think existed, but actually do. So Willie Colon cannot lose his job to Maurkice Pouncey, because they are both in the top five when they're both healthy. Statement number three, starting right now, Mike Wallace will finish with the most receiving touchdowns on the team.
I'm going to agree, Bob. I'm going to agree for a couple of reasons. Number one, I think Ben Roethlisberger is poised to return, and I think you'll see the timing and the ability, especially the deep strike ability, that those guys have established in their careers together. But I also think what you're seeing with Mike Wallace is his ability to kind of remain relevant. You saw that last drive against the Baltimore Ravens. I think Charlie Batch and Mike Wallace hooked up three times. He was more of a possession receiver, a two-trick pony, if you will. But he still does that touchdown trick pretty good. He's had chances to score the last couple of weeks. Just hasn't happened. I think it's going to happen more regularly with Ben.
Yeah, I'm going to have to disagree with you and with the statement, even though I think that you're right about Mike Wallace and his staying relevant, and that he will grow in this offense when Ben Roethlisberger returns. Let's not forget the touchdown machine from UVA, Heath Miller. Statement number four, the Ravens' win was great, but their fate will be determined against Cincinnati.
Got to agree with that. Had the Steelers lost in Baltimore, still would have had to beat the Cincinnati Bengals. Now that they've won in Baltimore, still got to beat the Cincinnati Bengals. And, yes, both teams have four games left, and a bunch of stuff is still capable of happening. The Bengals certainly don't want to do something silly like lose to the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Steelers don't want to do something silly like, I don't know, lose to San Diego at home. But, two trains, one track, December 23rd. Don't be late.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I agree with the statement as well. This, the Bengals are one of those teams where when you think they're good, they're not. And when you think they stink, they're good. They're good. I think the Steelers are going to have to be the team that deals with them. Personally, Heinz Field, as he said, two trains, one track. That'll do it for this
two
edition.
Dogs, one bunk.
That'll do it for this edition of Agree to Disagree. For Mike Pursuta, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for watching. We'll see you here next Wednesday exclusively on Steelers.com.